Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Paul on a Mission is the title of my series, and Paul cannot keep out of trouble. It seems that every town and city he starts preaching, someone wants to kill him. My story is starting off with Paul having to escape with his companions once again under the cover of darkness. Paul, Timothy, and Silas were all transported out of the city under darkness, once again trying to escape the mob's angry death threats. In the morning, they found themselves in the city of Berea, where the word of God was received with great success. Many people, both Greeks and Jews, came to salvation through their teaching. But once again, the mob from the previous city located Paul and were determined to do harm. This time, Paul was escorted out of the city alone, and they followed the road to Athens, a regional seaport, leaving Silas and Timothy behind to continue teaching the new believers in Berea. While waiting in Athens, a city of culture and Greek philosophers, Paul noted that there were many idols lining the city streets. He so reasoned with the Jews in the synagogue and God-fearing Gentiles in the marketplace daily, with anyone who would listen. Philosophers would converse with Paul, trying to understand what he was babbling about, this Jesus. Some thought he was proclaiming some strange new deity because he was preaching about Jesus and the resurrection. The Greek philosophers were always looking for something new to talk about and to debate about. So they invited Paul to join them in their daily gatherings to discuss these new deities with other philosophers in the region. It was here Paul made his most amazing speech, a single speech that's been repeated all over the world for the past 2,000 years. Listen what he said to these Greeks. Paul has the attention of the Greek philosophers in Athens and is about to deliver a speech that has impacted lives for thousands of years globally. My next story will feature highlights from that sermon, but if you cannot wait, you can read the message for yourself in the book of Acts, chapter 17, verses 22 through 34. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.